Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is proud to support the wheat breeding efforts of Dr. Brett Carver and his wheat improvement team at Oklahoma State University. Mike Schulte with the Oklahoma Wheat Commission says that Dr. Carver is not only breeding wheat that yields well, but also has the in-use characteristics that millers and bakers want.
You know, if we have a lot of wheat that the miller and baker does not want, it really doesn't bode well for the farmer. And so we are focusing on those issues as we move forward. Certainly, there are some research programs out there that have put out some varieties that may not have been or had the best characteristics for milling and baking standards from that the industry would be looking for, both in the domestic and international markets.
Schulte says in the Pacific Northwest, wheat breeders have offered wheat varieties to growers that have strong milling and baking characteristics, and growers have been rewarded with price premiums for growing those varieties.
And as we move forward, I think that that's going to be a key component that we focus on here with the varieties that are coming out of Oklahoma State University.
To learn more, go to okwheat.org.
The cattle futures market today closed lower across the board, $2 to $3.40 lower on the feeder cattle. Live cattle similarly down $2.50 to $3. This morning at the open, it was expected the market to be a lot higher following Friday's news of the China being back in back on board buying U.S. beef, but it seems like that is more recycled news. It's kind of the confirmation of what we heard in the fall of China wanting to take U.S. beef. There's also some other problems with it, with the age and source verified, and then having individual animal ID numbers. So how that will be handled will be interesting. Also some concerns that they already are taking U.S. beef through places like Hong Kong and Vietnam. So I don't know how much of a positive impact that will really have once it all sorts out. But beef demand has been extremely good, especially with the lighter weight cattle coming out of the feedlot. Carcass weights as of the last report were 847 pounds, about 20 pounds lower than last year at this time. And that's really caused a surge in the price of choice. It was up today $1.66 at $249.35, about $60 off the low. Of course, select was down about $12. But overall, beef demand remains good.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain prices today were generally lower. Wheat in Kansas City, July, down 11 and a quarter at 428 even. Over the weekend, I did see some harvest taking place in North Texas around the Oakley Union area. So harvest is here. The weather's warm, and the wheat price is down. It's 428, down 11. Corn was the other one down 3 to 4 cents, but beans held on just slightly up 1 to 2 cents. Export report this morning was 691,000 metric tons for wheat. That was above the estimated 375 to 625. Corn was also bullish despite prices being down. Beans were negative and the bean price was up. There's some talk that China might be buying some U.S. cargoes here, and that's what's helping those soybean prices stay pretty good. Crop progress this afternoon is expected to show 70% of the corn planted, which is the average. Last week it was 47%, so a huge jump in the corn planted acres. Of course, the weather this good in the Midwest is going to be great, so it doesn't look like that's going to be an issue. Soybeans somewhere around 28%, we're normally 32%, and then winter wheat rating is expected to drop 1 or 2% due to the winter weather a couple weeks ago. Hedge funds are still short across the board.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.